Body cameras are popping up all over the country. Two neighboring communities are in very different spots when it comes to implementing them. In Akron, Sergeant Brian Armstead explains their new process.
We started in 2015 with a testing and evaluation process. We did a very, very extensive testing and evaluation process to decide which cameras we wanted. It was about 6 months long. And then we just started rolling them out on the street in late August.
Unlike the work of Sergeant Armstead of the Akron City Police Department, Kent City Police have looked into but have not acted on the idea of body cameras, according to Sergeant Mike Lewis.
It's something that we've absolutely taken a look at. Chief Lee began looking at body cameras at least 2 years ago. We did some research on that. We even brought in some vendors. We did our homework on at least three vendors and went as far as trials and got quotes from three different companies. One of the big reasons is financial. It's a very expensive project that would be very expensive and costly to the taxpayers for a number of reasons. Some of the quotes and estimates that we got ranged from $86,000 to $222,000. So it's a very expensive endeavor. There's a lot of benefits, but there's also a lot of drawbacks to the program. But it's not something that we've given up on.
With the help of a grant and the taxpayers, Akron was able to purchase their body cameras, but it still was a costly endeavor.
Well, the units themselves are relatively inexpensive. They're just several hundred dollars a piece. By the time it's all said and done, the program is going to cost somewhere close to $1 million for the maintenance and the upkeep.
Both Kent and Akron City Police Departments feel that body cameras allow transparency into their departments.
We're not opposed to being recorded. We've had video cameras for years and years. They're in all of our cruisers. They're mounted inside. They're dashboard cameras. Our officers wear microphones on their body as part of their normal patrol. But you know, that's always been available. But we're absolutely interested in body cameras. It's just an expense that we have to look into further.
But as of now, Akron go on collecting evidence like never before, while Kent continues to look into the cost of the program. Reporting in Kent, Ohio, I'm Anthony Dworning.